The demographics of Alaska, including rural populations, are changing in some unexpected ways. Between 2000 and 2010, the population of Pacific Islanders in the state doubled to more than 12,000. And they aren't just in the state's urban centers. More than 3% of Barrow residents identify as Pacific Islanders. As part of our series looking at rural life in Alaska, APRN contributor Ann Hillman spoke with members of Barrow's Samoan community to find out how the island from the far south fit into the small community of the far north.
Living in Barrow is just like living in American Samoa. No, seriously. Listen.
The way up here is just like back home, how the roads and how, you know, house down there. But it's like almost the same. It's not a big change to me.
Lucilla Fotukava sits behind her reception desk at the eye clinic in Barrow, her favorite Polynesian music playing in the background. She grew up in American Samoa, but moved to Barrow from Anchorage in 2008 to help her sister take care of her kids and to find work. She says Samoan and Inupiaq cultures are very similar.
To compare Barrow's culture, it's like a little bit, but it's like almost the same like back home culture.
Mark Suesue, another Samoan, agrees. There are many similarities.
They do take care of their community. You know, they share and they harvest everything together and share it. That's how we do it back home too, which I do respect that. I love, you know, Inupiaq culture.
Suesue says the shared cultural values made it easy for him to adjust to living in Barrow and to become part of the community. He moved up to Barrow after working in fishing communities when he married an Inupiaq woman. He even joined her family's whaling crew. His first hunt was last spring.
Oh, wow. At first I thought I was like, okay, I'm from the islands. I'm strong. I can be stronger than these guys.
He quickly learned he was wrong. He was pulled over bumpy ice in a sled for 2 hours, then immediately had to help set up camp before going on watch for the whales. When the time came to get into the boat.
And I was nervous. I was scared. I was just scared because this boat wasn't even balanced. It's just shaking back and forth, side to side, or side to side. It's just a scary feeling. You don't have no life vest on. You're just out there with your whaler parka, as you say.
Suesue says the experience made him respect his new family and their strength even more, though it didn't exactly help him understand the environment.
Can't believe we still can't breathe up here in Barrow without trees.
Joining Inupiaq culture wasn't as easy for Fotukava. She said at first she felt unwelcome and the people would look at her strangely, but she and her Tongan husband have tried to overcome that. They're building relationships with their neighbors by sharing home-cooked Samoan foods. She says she's even started liking some local foods, like pickled muktuk.
First of all, I never like eat because of the smell. And then suddenly, I taste like 4 of them. Now I want a whole jar, you know, eating the pickled muktuk. That's my favorite one, is pickled muktuk. It's great.
But she doesn't immerse herself in the local culture the way Suesue does. Fotukava said she still feels tension between people in the community, so she spends all of her time at work, at home, or at the gym, and socializing with family. Despite that, she's made a home in Barrow that she loves.
I have 11 grandkids up here, and they all participate besides babies. Oh, I love it up here. Jobs are good.
Though Barrow may not look anything like the sunny southern Pacific Islands where Suesue and Fotukava grew up, they both plan to stay for the long haul. They say the cold climate offers a warm community for both Samoans and Inupiaq. For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.